Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Start or involve yourself in the day. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along. Rich McFadden is here. Tomorrow he's going to Peru, Panama.
Panama.
I would keep saying Peru.
Where the canal is.
The canal. You ever been there before?
Yes, I have. Never. And if you have never seen the Panama Canal,
I have not.
They call it one of the seventh wonders of the world, one of the eighth wonders of the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing to see a cargo ship that huge just move up and down like it's a toy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrific.
Very cool. Very
engineering
cool.
Feat.
Nice city, too. They use the dollar. They speak English. Huh. It's like Miami, except they speak more English.
Do they? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'd probably be happy about the Cuban announcements. They're going to normalize relationships there. By the way, that canal was built by the American construction company called Perini Corporation, as was the Suez Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they built it.
And it was started by the WHO, and we had to take it over.
Who started that?
Who started that?
Roger Daltrey?
No. Who, yes.
No.
The French.
The French.
The French started it, and disease took over, and then the Americans had to come in and finish it up.
Isn't that the story of all of our lives?
Pretty much.
Everything gets broken by everybody else, and we come fix it. And we don't know how to fix our own problems, but we fix everybody else's. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Ken Kessler is in charge of social media. Easily reachable social media connections, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few moments with his update on the health medicine news this week. Also, Dr. Joy Brown will join us. We'll be treating the best way to make your spouse happy at Christmas time. How do you do that?
Stuff.
Okay, here's what I deem, you'll not hear me, there are four or five words that I despise and I don't like using. Stupid is one of them, lie is one, hate is another. But I'll tell you something, when it comes down to the bona fides, when I look at the story and read and said about why they targeted that school in Pakistan and killed all those children, they said the reason they did it is because the students aspired to be like their fathers. And their fathers are soldiers. This was a school. Children were in there as sons and daughters of military. And so what they did was declare that they were enemies because sooner or later they'd be grown up and they'd do just like their fathers wanted to do, and that's target the Taliban. So why not kill them now?
Which their fathers had just done.
Yeah.
In a small town where it was controlled by the Taliban, the Pakistani military went in and cleaned house.
Yeah. So anyway, they're avenging the deaths of the other children killed by soldiers in certain tribal areas, Taliban areas, and so that's what you have. That's what you're dealing with. That's the kind of people that you're dealing with.
There's just such a time gap in between the modern world and some of these countries where they're just living in ancient times, and we don't understand it.
No. They have modern weapons, though.
You're right, yeah.
Modern weapons.
I mean, no, they it was physical abuse and guns and swords, so it wasn't anything like, too technically advanced. But, I kind of set Pakistan and India kind of like above that. I mean, India is a very advanced country.
Yeah, it is in many ways.
So, and in Pakistan in many ways, too. But,
really.
It's just, that's brutal.
Yesterday, I'm not sure it was this hour of the program, I got off because I knew what was going on in my hometown of Framingham. You'll remember the deadly meningitis outbreak that took place because of bad medicine, literally bad medicine, that was developed by a pharmacy here in Framingham. And this compounding pharmacy was using ingredients that weren't really legal or authorized. But more importantly, what got into the mix where the remnants of what went on in the building, the family that owned it, family named Coniglio, had a recycling center. The office was out front, and behind the office was the recycling center. And in the recycling center, all kinds of things brought in rubbish trucks that managed to find their way onto the floors. People would be walking around out in the area where the recycling took place on their shoes. They'd bring it into the office building. They'd walk around, and because it was the same family that ran both businesses, they'd be walking into the areas that were supposed to be pristine with all kinds of gluck on their feet. And that got into the compounding, along with bad medicine, really bad medicine. And so there were, I think, 64 people that died as a result of all of this. And this was the worst problem of contaminated medicine ever. 14 employees, most of them family members of this company, were arrested yesterday. And I told you that feds got wind of the fact that the guy who was really in charge of this was about to hop on a plane to go to Hong Kong because he heard he was going to get arrested. They met him at the airport. Surprise! You ain't going anywhere! But it really is, man, it was a horrible reality. But the thing that bothers me more than anything else is it took them 2 years to... I mean, these people have been here for 2 years, and they didn't really... They knew they were being investigated. They didn't know what the outcome was going to be until the feds said, okay, we're going to arrest you. So they all made bail, but their bail was pretty stiff. And, you know, there are flight risks now. There were flight risks before. Anyway, interesting reality about our borders. Next half hour, we'll discuss U.S.-Mexican border realities here on Good Day. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his medical update is next here on Good Day.
The holidays are almost here, so head into Guitar Center for the season's best deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Yamaha acoustic guitar for only $89, microphone or instrument cables free for $20, or a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $149. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. If you're like most, tech is on your holiday gift list. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with the following brands for great gift ideas. Andrea, what's on your list?
Amazon Fire TV. This is a tiny box that plugs into your HDTV for easy and instant access to Netflix, Hulu Plus, Watch ESPN, low-cost video rentals, and more. It has voice search. Simply speak the name of a movie, TV show, or actor into the remote. Check out LG's Tone series of stereo Bluetooth headsets. Their ergonomic behind-the-neck design makes them lightweight, comfortable to wear. They feature premium audio and are compatible with any Bluetooth-enabled device.
Where can we find deals?
GameStop has everything you need for the gamer or techie in your life. They've got great deals on video games, latest interactive figures from Skylanders, and the just-released Nintendo Amiibo. And you simply touch the Amiibo to the Wii U gamepad controller, and they come to life in the game. There are great deals also on devices from T-Mobile. If you buy any of the top tablets from T-Mobile this holiday, you get an extra 200 megabytes of free monthly 4G LTE data for as long as you own your tablet. Bring them your old tablet or phone, and they guarantee you the best trade-in value.
What about a tech gift for women?
Yeah, women are hard. Simple Human Sensor Mirror features a Trulux light system simulating natural sunlight, which is best for applying makeup. The mirror automatically lights up as your face approaches and has 5x magnification, and it's cordless.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of important stories. He does the research in all of the important medical journals, so you'll know what is at the forefront of information for sort of traditional medicine. So let's get started, Dr. Ken, with the good news about your life expectancy and what's happening not only here in our country, but all around the globe.
This is good news for the whole world out of the Medical Journal of Lancet, Doug, this week. Since 1990, life expectancy across the world has increased by more than 6 years to an average of 71 and a half years. Major decreases in deaths have occurred in cancer, cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, and prenatal complications.
A lot of actually fairly decent news from the medical community, maybe a Merry Christmas present for people, for example, those who are at risk for having a stroke. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very well-known cardiologist, so this is something right up his alley.
Exactly. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Using a stent to capture and remove a stroke-causing blood clot is a safe way, and it improves recovery. About one-third of patients who had the procedure, is called intra-arterial treatment, it's coming to America, recovered from their stroke with only slight disability and were able to care for themselves, compared with just 19% of patients given regular care. To be effective, this treatment must be done in the first 6 hours after stroke symptoms start, and the sooner the better. If you have weakness, unclear speech, and inability to think, get to the emergency department.
All right, so who pays for this, though? Is this going to be something that will be covered pretty much by everybody's policies?
Ultimately, when it gets more experience and more research, the insurers will cover it, but yes, it's in the $30,000 range.
All right. Here's a bit of information about a drug that hasn't been used for a long time. If you want to quit smoking, apparently this is the way to do it.
This is great news. This is a forgotten drug. A New England Journal of Medicine: smoking accounts, Doug, for more avoidable public health damage than anything else, including obesity. The path is giving up the vice is paved with smoking cessation aids, such as nicotine gums, patches, and drugs like Chantix. But there's another treatment that works at least as well, though it's been used since the 1960s. Many, even American doctors, have never heard of it. It costs a fraction of what Chantix does, and it's even cheaper than patches and gums. The treatment is cytisine. It's a plant-based drug that blocks nicotine receptors in the brain, much like Chantix does, and the drug has been used to treat more than 20 million people. Cytisine, it's a natural herb, and it's a very effective. If you're trying to stop smoking, ask your doctors about it. Very cheap.
Yoga. Good news for those who are practicing yoga these days.
More good news from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Yoga may help the heart, Doug. The benefits are similar to those of conventional exercise, such as brisk walking. People randomly assigned to take yoga classes show improvement in their weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
All right. Now, this I didn't even know this was something in the works. Banning powdered alcohol?
This is pretty serious stuff. Powdered alcohol has not even arrived in stores yet, but states already are moving to ban the product. The product is marketed as an ounce of rum or vodka in powdered form, which is then added to water. Each serving is the equivalent of a shot of liquor. The fear is that alcohol could fuel underage drinking and violence.
All right. Okay, well, we got a lot of good news out of that report, and that last one was just plain interesting. Let's talk with speaking about interesting, important news for people who are trying to look their best and haven't found the right treatment yet for bags, puffiness, lines around the eyes. Ken's got the fix for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you want to do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for these holidays. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see the results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145. Call that number now to order Genucel and get the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment free with your order. If you ask nicely, 800-822-6145. The important message here is you combat wrinkles and facial lines without surgery or Botox. Just use Genucel, which you can get at 800-822-6145. Bags, puffiness, poof, they're gone like magic. 800-822-6145. Got a question for Dr. Ken? Call this Saturday between 7 and 9 Eastern Time to 888-DR-KEN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
No surprises here. Doug Steph and the Good Day Gang, Kenny Kessler informs me that this song, once again this year, is the number one most popular Christmas song of all the pop Christmas songs. And it's easy to hear, easy to understand, get the drift of the movie and the song. Make your dreams come true. All I want for Christmas is you, you. See that little kid up on the stage in the movie? That's where my head goes. Is I lost you?
Never saw the movie.
Oh, my God, Richie. Wow.
That's your movie, it is.
You're lost. It's called, what is it? Now it just went out of my head. Alone,
Love Actually.
Love Actually. Yeah, Love Actually.
No explosions or gratuitous violence.
Nope. Just love and fun. Right. That's all it is.
Liam Neeson was in it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, didn't blow anything up, though. He was the pseudo-parent of the young fellow who sang this song. And Mariah Carey and this song were not in the movie, if I remember correctly. Right, Kenny?
Yeah, Mariah Carey had released this song like 8 years before that movie came out.
Yeah. So now it's the favorite song, according to the polls this year again. All right, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you to tell us who sings your favorite classic Christmas song. Is it Bing Crosby?
Do you hear what I hear?
Great, great song. This is.
Ringing through the sky.
Is it Nat King Cole? Talk about smooth. Smooth, 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 smooth.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Big voice he had. So he always had a pretty
like
big voice. Right there.
I used to know.
Was it Elvis?
And she loves it. That's my winner.
Christmas.
Paul today asks who sings your favorite Christmas song.
Classic Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Classic Christmas song. Is it Andy Williams?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone.
Christmas one-hit wonder contest featuring Johnny Mathis. And maybe he's the singer you like most, your favorite classic Christmas song. Very sweet. Good, 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 good.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Okay, so your choices in the poll today, as far as preference for classic Christmas songs, Mr. Crosby, Mr. Cole, Mr. Sinatra, Mr. Presley, Mr. Williams, Mr. Mathis, other, I love them all. Where are the women? That would be my question. We have no women singing classic Christmas songs, which I guess is Karen Carpenter. Yeah, right. All right, our poll yesterday asked whether or not you were a re-gifter at DougStephan.com. See how this shook out, Richie. 46% said no. I would never do that. That's tacky. We wouldn't do that. 39% said yep.
I just did it last night.
Just did it.
Yep.
8% said it wasn't before. I didn't before, but I will this year. And then 7% said, I don't know what a re-gifter is. A re-gifter is somebody who takes a present that you are given and gives it to somebody.
Stop.
What? I mean, stop.
We don't want anybody who doesn't know what re-gifting is listening to the show. I mean, come on now. Everybody's in the know here.
Oh, I see. In the know and on
and
we go.
A re-gift.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, re-gifting is whatever it is, it is. Next half hour of Good Day, Dr. Joy Brown will help us with Christmas for your spouse, plus what's going on the U.S.-Mexican border. Up next on Good Day.
The holidays are almost here, so head into Guitar Center for the season's best deals. Like Kohala ukuleles, only $29 each. Martin Lifespan acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. And Epiphone Les Paul or Washburn electric guitar, just $99. Or AKG headphones, only $19. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
You want in? Shark Nation, Monty and DC. Shark Nation, 5 nights a week.
I'll make you a million.
Just like that.
Don't take the deal.
You just got whacked.
Money. Shark Tank. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight, starting at 8 Eastern on CNBC.
You can have some like umbrella drinks.
I know. You want in?
Shark Tank Nation, Monty and DC.
Shark Tank Nation, 5 nights a week.
I'll make you a million.
Just like that.
So take the deal.
You just got whacked.
Money.
Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight, starting at 8 Eastern on CNBC.
You can have some like umbrella drinks.
I know.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Christmas music only from now through Christmas Day and not usual good day stuff. Richie, what do you think?
Yeah, why not? Let's do that.
Let's do it. All right. From now on, it's Christmas. Christmas, by the way.
Well, we're going to have our good day songs.
Yeah, but I want Christmas music to go in league, hand in hand, if you will.
Okay.
We are giving away a Delta Temp 2O hand shower, which you can get at Home Depot. You get one free if you put up a picture of the nastiest plumbing problem you've ever dealt with. Pictures of, I use the example of me taking the drain down. There's a trap underneath sinks in the kitchen. Well, and most sinks everywhere, bathroom, kitchen, whatever. I remember taking one down and, what's the
I had to take one out to get Sean's first tooth that he lost.
Ah.
It went down the sink.
Yeah, wait,
so I had to take the trap out to get the tooth out.
Found some goodies down there. Anyway, so send us, you got any of those pictures yet, Kenny? Facebook.com/good day.
There's one, but it's kind of a joke picture.
Oh, really?
So I just thought I'd remind people, these should be pictures of your actual problems, not...
Right.
And it could be any plumbing issue that you have in the house. If your shower head is nasty and old and dirty and you need a new one, send us a picture.
Right.
If your toilet is falling over, send us a picture.
Right.
If you have some rusty pipes, send us a picture. Whatever plumbing issue you have...
Ugly! The uglier, the better.
Replace one of those problems by giving you a new Delta Temp 2O.
Don't just go all over the internet looking for...
No, it won't get right.
Yeah. No, this has to be an original picture.
Yep, the real thing.
And we can tell.
All right, so we have a bit of good news when it comes to border relations with Mexico or who's coming across the border. Waits. For those of you who are in El Paso listening to KTSM and you look out the window and you can see El Ciudad Juarez on the other side and you know how long you've waited to get across the border, well, there are things being done that will make travel easier. I don't know whether that means it'd be better for the drug dealers as well, but at any rate, the feds are saying the way to get between San Diego and Tijuana, $741 million construction project that has new vehicle lanes there so that there's all kinds of stuff you can throw at this one. But the United States of America, you and me, have spent $741 million to build a cross ways, cars, pedestrians, whatever, between the Tijuana and San Diego border. Also, the same sort of project I think is going on in El Paso at Ciudad Juarez. If I'm wrong about that, somebody will call me at 888-302-3684. You can tell me what you think about this whole mechanism to make it easier for people to cross over. When I found out, I'm having to collect my thoughts here quickly. When I found out the average person who comes across illegally into our country from Mexico, the average cost to those people per person is $7,000. Think about that for a second. And what fools we are. Why don't we just charge, open the border and have them pay us the $7,000, and maybe that'll be a way of getting them expedited citizenship.
Well, what?
Think about it for a minute.
It costs them, I don't know, I'm trying to remember since my mother-in-law, it cost us $1,500.
Yeah?
Maybe, I think.
Okay.
To get her citizenship.
Yeah?
And it took 4 or 5 years.
Yeah? Okay.
So what you're saying is if they pay $7,000...
Yeah. Why give it to the drug cartels? That's who's getting it now. Open the border. Say, okay, you can come over. $7,000, please.
Just put up a toll booth.
$7,000! You're giving it to the drug dealers so they can sneak in under the fences and go across the desert in Arizona for 9 days. Right. The coyotes are getting the $7,000.
I don't know.
Take the $7,000 at the border.
So what you're saying is basically anybody who's got $7,000 can become a citizen.
Not a citizen, but come in here legally and be given the I don't know.
I don't think
maybe
you'll be able to shut it down. I think there's going to be people that can't pass the test.
Well,
to get in, and we'll still keep coming across.
I still think $7,000 in our pocket is better than the drug cartels.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it.
You've got something there, but
thank you. All right, thank you. Richie said, can you write this down? Richie said, I've got something.
I'm not all the way on board with it. There are flaws in your plan.
Let me rephrase.
Never have a plan.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just an idea.
Well, it's an idea.
Right.
What's wrong with that? Russians don't take a dump without a plan, boy.
Right, but you do.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right, exactly. But Jennifer felt ill, and so she went back to bed. So we got Richie and Kenny and Dougie to work it out. Okay, so there's a sampling survey today of United States jobs. And who's fat in these jobs? The fattest jobs in America. Obesity by occupation, if you will. Oh, man. Do we start from the bottom and go to the top? I think we ought to start from the bottom and go to the top, Richie. How about we do that? Let's take the top 10. Use the big voice announcer because I stop.
You want the big voice guy?
Well, I'm just thinking about how we would do this. The people who would be on the bottom would be in the best shape, more or less, and the people on the top of the list would be in the worst shape. So let's do it. Top 10 big voice announcer. Here we go.
Number 10.
According to the research done, the people who are in this list from number 10 to number 1 all have expanding waistlines, but number 10 would be the healthiest of the group. That would be the way you can understand this. So at number 10, scientists and psychologists, economists, would be
they're the most fit.
They're the most fit of this list.
With a 14.2% percentage rate of obesity.
Right.
14.2% of economists, scientists, and psychologists are
fat
obese.
Or obese.
Right.
Okay.
Number nine.
Number nine, artists, actors, athletes, and reporters.
20%.
Yeah. Number eight.
Doctors, dentists, nurses, EMTs.
22%.
Pretty indicting, though, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's a low rate. I mean, 22% for
Number seven.
Cooks, bartenders, food services in general, waiters, waitresses.
Yeah, 23%. That's
Number six.
Janitors, maids, landscapers. I'm surprised at that.
Well, they're always working on their feet. Now, all of these professions have anywhere from 14.2% to 23.5% obesity rate. The average U.S. worker has a 27.7%. So all those were under the average.
Right. Okay, over the average.
From number five to number one are all over the 27%.
Wait till we get to number one. Keep going.
Number five.
Bus drivers, truck drivers, crane operators, garbage collectors, that sort of thing.
32.8% of them are fat or obese.
Yep. Number four.
Architects, engineers, et cetera, that sort of.
34% architects and engineers are obese.
Number three.
Home health aides, massage therapists, those sorts of people.
That surprised me, massage therapists. Yeah, 34.8%.
Right. Number two.
Social workers, ministers, clergymen, counselors, that sort of thing.
35.6% are obese.
All right. Now, the highest rate of obesity by occupation, the heaviest workers in America are...
At 40.7% obesity?
Police officers, firefighters, and those involved in the security business.
That astounded me.
Didn't astound me any. It is just not any control. If the police departments were run properly, there would be time for physical. I'm surprised the unions aren't all over this.
They all have gyms.
Well, so why aren't they making them use them?
My brother's has a gym.
The Framingham Police Department has a gym in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of guys who have, and women that are on the force that have bulked themselves up to be in pretty good shape. So why isn't everybody required to do an hour of PT or 3 hours of PT a week?
I think
so they don't have the donut.
Police officers and firefighters is it's sit around and wait for something to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas a janitor, a maid, a waitress, they are always doing something. It's busy, 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 busy. A police officer is sitting in his cruiser. He's waiting. A firefighter is sitting at the station. They're waiting for a call. Yeah. And so there's a lot of sentiment.
All right, so a related story. European Court of Justice. Being asked to consider a case of a child mind, they call them babysitters, they call them child minders in Europe. This was a guy who lived in Denmark. He was fired for being too fat. Court said that if obesity could hinder full and effective participation at work, then it could count as a disability. So now, obesity is a disability in Europe. How far behind that will we be here in our country? Obesity will be a disability, so you'll be able to get disability checks from Social Security because you have eaten yourself.
Right.
In most cases, not all cases. Some cases is a health problem. There are thyroid problems and legitimate things. But remember,
they decided that long-term obesity was a disability.
Okay.
So if you've been obese all of your life,
yeah,
it's a disability.
Remember when we went to school? I was at an event last night, and I was looking around, and we were talking about this. When you would refer to something, when you're really horrible in like junior high school years, and there would be a fat person in the class, and that person would be known as the fat kid.
Yeah, kids are brutal.
And now look at the size of. I went by a bus stop yesterday, and this is why you parents are the ones that are creating this. Why do you go to the bus stop to pick up your children? Let them walk home from the bus.
You can't in many cases.
I can. In this town you can. They're just at the end of the street.
First graders
walk down the street.
You are allowed to in Fairfax County, Virginia. But kindergartners, they will not let the kid off the bus if you're not there to pick them up.
Well, that's okay for kindergartners. Right. I'm talking about high school kids.
Oh.
And junior high school kids, for God's sake.
No, nobody picks kids up.
They do here. They're all over the place with cars.
Most of the elementary kids in our neighborhood, the first, second, and third graders, a parent is there to meet them. Fourth, fifth, that's when they kind of stop and let them do their own.
Dr. Joy Brown up next to help you make your Christmas for your spouse the best it possibly can be. That idea, or how you do it in a moment here on Good Day.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th, through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Now you can get all of your holiday shopping done when you want to. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, starting 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru. New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, thin frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than 5 people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Hello. Why are you chuckling already? I mean, say anything. Why do you find that?
You're like my callers. The first thing you do is start coughing when you're on the air.
Really? Yeah. That's what happens?
It's nerves. It's nerves.
Why would I be nervous talking to you? Why would I? Very cute. Dr. Joy Brown is here. A very good radio and actually a legit. Because he actually has a degree and actually practices. Wow, what a concept. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can call Dr. Joy anytime, around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question for her. She'll answer it on her program, which you can find by going to drjoy.com, noon to 3 East Coast time every day. It's your spouse's Christmas present that you're concerned about. How do you make it the best possible present he or she could imagine?
Okay, well, let me tell you where not to start.
Okay.
Don't start in the kitchen. No vacuum cleaners, no appliances. As far as I'm concerned, a gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient. So something romantic.
The gift should reflect the donor and the recipient.
Yeah, as well as, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, so don't think practical.
No practical gifts.
No practical. This should be something that the person. I'll tell you, Margaret Truman's husband gave her, who was Harry Truman's daughter, heard her on my program when Christmas, just before Christmas, and she talked about all the dolls she got in the White House.
Yeah.
And what she said to me, she'd always wanted a train set. So we got her a train set.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
A ride on a hot air balloon, a mystery trip someplace. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be a weekend. A gift certificate that says, I'll make the bed for the next 3 months. I'll make dinner. I promise anytime I don't put the seat down, I'll give you $20. For women, I think the shopping in the toy department.
What is the big deal about putting the seat down? Feng Shui, it's the energy comes out of the toilet. So from that
that's
point,
the reason to put the seat down. You don't want that. Well, because in the middle of the night you sink down, you get this little bath in the middle of the night. It's icky poo poo. Literally, figuratively.
Okay. But why is it the man's job to put the seat down? Why can't
because
the
he was
woman?
The last one to use it. It's the same reason why if you're the last one out of bed, you make the bed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the last one on the table, you put your fork in the dishwasher. Come on, guys.
So here's what
I'm
thinking. This is what I am honestly thinking.
Right, I want to honestly think.
This is something that doesn't really, and Richie's going to fall off his chair when I say this, but I think one of the things I'm learning about being in a committed relationship is that you need to put yourself out of the ego equation and let your spouse have her way or let the male spouse have his way. I think once in a while, that's
compromise is the way you get anything, because it's a sign of respect.
Right.
You're much less likely to compromise with your secretary than you are your boss. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Power.
Power. Okay, well, that's very good. Thank you for that sage advice. DrJoy.com for Dr. Joy Brown.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I'm taking over all the stores of America next Christmas. That's right. All the kids will be hollering for me. They won't want no teddy bears like you.
No. Of all the things in the store, you wanted a friend. If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend.
Yeah. Movie time on Good Day.
You never cease to amaze me. Every time I think you're a rotten little kid, you do something real nice.
So you've done the things you thought you wanted to do. But they never feel that face inside of you. What you need is someone who will understand.
Yeah, I'm stumped. Right, as to what?
I don't know the clips or the song.
This is I Just Want to Be Your Friend by Jeffrey Osborne. It comes from the movie The Toy, which was the big movie of the Christmas 1982 season.
Oh, Richard Pryor, thank you.
That was Richard Pryor, yeah, right. Yeah. When he was, I don't know, was he sober then or not, Kenny?
I don't think he was ever sober, was he?
I think he was. Didn't he have... Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Didn't Pryor have some good years, perhaps culminating with the Wilder stuff? Does that make sense?
I think he... That's a good question. I think he was 90% wild most of the time, though.
So? I think after he lit himself on fire...
I don't mean Wilder that way. I meant Gene Wilder. Well, he and Gene Wilder, he and Gene Wilder were in, what, three or four pictures together, weren't they? Seems to me. And weren't they? I remember the two of them being funny and fun together. Yeah, right. And then he just sort of went off the deep end. And he set fire to him. I mean, he made a mess of his life. My God. But there were times now. Okay, you guys ask me all the time.
Had a lot of talent.
Yeah, here's what Richie and the rest of the fans, but mostly Richie, very critical of my understanding what comedy is all about. For me, Richard Pryor was funny. Wilder was funny. Some of the things they did together were funny. Billy Crystal and that cop movie that he did with Hines, Gregory Hines. Mm-hmm. That was funny. Yeah, there were funny moments in it. And I thought that, I always thought kind of Bill Cosby was funny, frankly. And it's not politically correct these days to say that, but I always thought he was pretty funny.
Yeah, everybody thinks he was funny.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so.
He's also a dirtbag.
Well, you can be a dirtbag and be funny, apparently. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. We're going to go through today's movie news in just a moment, so stand by for that. This is Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874. Call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874.
Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day. So the big story is this Sony Pictures thing, North Korea hacking, and how costly it is for Sony to be into this fix. How much does this movie cost that they're not going to release, Trucker?
I heard it cost $46 million to produce. Okay. You probably throw in another $15 million to advertise.
They don't need advertising.
Interesting.
They get all the free advertising they want.
Yeah, we know that. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this last night. There's been three stories since I've been doing this spot with you on the air over 20 years that I felt that was just bizarre and surreal. The first was the O.J. Simpson trial 20-something years ago. The second is when we discussed where Hollywood go in the after effects of 9/11. We all thought and came up with a consensus on the show that Hollywood would tone down its violence. We know 6 months after 9/11 that was not the case. And this would be the third surreal, really bizarre story. And it's hard to really understand what to make of it. I think personally what happened in a nutshell, I don't believe Sony knew that when this film was greenlit that Seth Rogen was going to use Kim Jong-un as a real-life character in the movie. They probably thought he was going to use a fake dictator, like a lot of movies do.
Yeah.
And the whole thing blew up on the studio and then the cyber attack. You know, as an American citizen, I certainly don't like the fact that they buried this movie. I think it should be released.
Yeah. But I don't even see why they. What are they afraid of?
A lot of complication to it.
What are they afraid of? What are you afraid of? So they're going to have, unless there are some emails that they have that they don't want people to see.
President Obama said there's no credible threat.
I think there's something bigger here.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, Chuck, thank you. Chuck Curry with us on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.